Amen. 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 That's worth praising the Lord about. Hallelujah. Oh, God is good. Now I'm going to make, I forgot to spit my gum out. Okay, I'm going to put it right here then. Okay. I've got to make a quick announcement. Yeah, I didn't put it underneath. I put it on my binder. Okay. I want to make an announcement for Georgia. Most of you have been praying for Georgia, and she would like everyone to know that she really appreciates the prayers and also the offers of food. But she misses everyone, but she's still very weak. So she can't come back to church yet, but she will soon. I'm declaring that by faith. She will soon, in Jesus' name. For Georgia is the healed of the Lord. For by Jesus' wounds, she is healed. And we release strength to Georgia. Georgia, if you're watching today, we release strength to you. And we declare you healed in Jesus' name. By the power of his blood and the power of his name, you're healed, Georgia. Amen. Okay. So just continue to pray that Georgia receive a full recovery, and we know that she will, and she is. Today, we're speaking on the Word. The Word works. The Word works. The Word will work for us, but we have to let it. We pray, we declare the Scriptures, we stand upon His promises. We do all of these things, and then we fret and worry over it. We give it to God, and then we turn right around. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? Just fret, 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 worry, worry, worry. Why did we give it to God in the first place? If we're just going to continue to worry and moan and groan and complain about it. So at times, we can get in the way of letting the Word work for us because of our worry, fear, doubt, and circumstances. We get in the way. We get in our own way. We can't do that. We must release it to God, because the Bible says in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Okay, so he tells us right here, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, give it to God. Whatever it is, whatever your circumstance is, whatever your problem is, give it to God with prayer and thanksgiving. That means you thank Him before you even see the answer. You thank Him for your hearing your prayers and answering your prayers with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. And you know what? When you do that, and when you release it and give it to God, then He's going to send His soldiers. He's going to send His war angels, and the war angel called peace. And that peace is going to guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. That peace will stand guard. His peace will stand guard over your heart and over your mind. And whenever fear tries to penetrate, whenever worry tries to penetrate, whenever the overcoming stress and anxiety tries to penetrate, that guard is standing there and he says, no, no. Devil, no, not today. No, it's going to stand guard if we let it. We have to let it. We have to let it go, give it to God, and allow His peace to guard our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And He will every time if we let Him and if we will let the Word work for us. And then when we've done all to stand, then stand, trust, and let God do the work. He will do the work. He will work on our behalf. He moves mightily on our behalf when we put our trust in Him and our faith is in Him. And He will move heaven and earth for His children. He will do it. Ephesians 6, 10 through 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And my goodness, we have a lot of that coming against us today, in the day and time that we live in today. These hosts of wickedness, the darkness of this age, the rulers, principalities, and powers in high places. But you know what? Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Our God is the greater one, and it doesn't matter what comes against us. We have the greater one. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nothing and no one can be against you. So put on that whole armor of God. And it talks about the armor of God in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and we're not going to be talking about the armor of God today. But therefore, verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Having done all, to stand. You give it to God. You say, God, I trust you. God, I believe in your word. And I stand upon your word. I stand upon the promises of God. And then you stand in that. And you can rest in that. We don't have to make it happen. We can't make it happen. But God can. And He will if we'll trust Him. And if we will allow His word to work for us. We need to allow His word to work in us and through us and for us. And it will. But you have to allow Him to. And the battle is truly the Lord's. It's not our battle. It's God's battle. He will fight our battles. The battle belongs to the Lord. We're going to look at a portion of this story, not the whole thing because it takes too long. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 15 through 17. And he, the prophet, said, listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And He was with them, and He fought that battle for them. They did not have to fight. He sent His warring angels, and they defeated and slaughtered the enemy, Israel's enemy. They didn't even have to fight. God fought their battle for them. And that's what we have to allow God to do, is fight our battles for us. When the devil comes against us, God will fight that battle. But we take our authority. Jesus gave us authority. All power and authority that Jesus had, He gave to us. And we better use that power and authority that He gave us. 1 John 5:4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Okay, did you get that? What is the victory that has overcome the world? Our faith. Our faith gives us the victory to overcome the world. Our faith gives us the victory to overcome sickness and disease. Our faith gives us the victory to overcome the evil things that are going on in this nation. Our faith gives us the victory to overcome anything. With God, all things are possible. But we must wait on Him. Be patient. Let patience have its perfect work. And the two together, faith and patience, which is endurance, enable us to receive God's promises. faith and patience. They work together. So that means we have to wait on God. And God's timing is always perfect. Always. Ours isn't. Even though we may think it is, we may think we know best. You know, really, so much of the time we think we know best and we think we know this needs to happen now. But we don't know. Because we're not God. We're not omniscient. We're not omnipresent. We're not, you know, we can't see the future. We don't know what's ahead like God does. God knows everything. He knows every detail. He knows the future. And we don't. So we must wait on Him and trust Him. Trust Him in the waiting. He's in the waiting. You know that song we sing? He's in the waiting. We must wait upon the Lord. And while we're waiting, we will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint if we wait upon the Lord and trust Him. Now, the children of Israel hardened their hearts toward God because they would not trust Him. And this was back whenever they were supposed to go spy out the land. And they sent 12 spies to spy out the land, the promised land. And 10 spies came back with a negative report. Oh, we're like grasshoppers in their sight. They're giants. You know, we can't defeat them. Woe is me. Blah, 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 blah. All they did was give a negative report. Negative, negative, negative. Doubt, unbelief. That's all. But there was two spies that said, we can do it. We can take them. God is with us. We can take them. But they had to, y'all know the story. They had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because of their evil heart of unbelief. When we fail to trust God and allow doubt and unbelief in, and that's what doubt and unbelief, they allowed doubt and unbelief in, and it was motivated by fear. Instead of just trusting God and taking Him at His word that He would do what He said He would do, they allowed fear, and then that opened the door to doubt and unbelief. So when we fail to trust God and allow doubt and unbelief in, it will harden our heart toward God. So don't allow it. We have a choice. We make the choice. We choose whether or not to allow doubt and unbelief in. Now, I choose no. I choose no. I will not allow it in. Hebrews 3, 12 through 15. Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. Okay, who was he speaking to here? He's speaking to the church. He's speaking to Christians right here. And he's saying, make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. Even as Christians, we have to guard our hearts to not allow unbelief. Now, verse 13, you must warn each other every day while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. Remember what it says, today when you hear His voice, don't harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled. So the children of Israel should have let His word work for them and rested in what He had promised them. But they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because of their, what the Bible calls, evil heart of unbelief. And as a result, most of them died in the wilderness. They did not get to partake of the promises of God because of their unbelief, because they didn't trust Him. So we should guard our hearts. The same thing can happen to us. We're not any better than the children of Israel. If we don't guard our hearts and our minds, what we allow into our minds, then the same thing could happen to us. Do not allow unbelief and a lack of trust to harden your heart. We have to stand on guard because the devil doesn't play fair. He doesn't. The thief, the devil, will steal your promises from God if you allow him to, through doubt, unbelief, fear, and a lack of trust in God. Now, he cannot steal from you. He cannot defeat you unless you allow him to, because we have the greater one within us. Remember, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So he cannot defeat you. He cannot steal from you unless we allow him to. But we are to take authority over him. And we are to say, no, devil. And we are to quote the word at him just like Jesus did. John 10:10 says, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. But my, Jesus' purpose, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly, abundant life. But the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But remember, we have authority over the devil. Jesus gave us his authority. So we are to use that authority. Use those weapons that we've been given. And Jesus said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. That's John 6:63. They are spirit and they are life. His words are life. His words are alive. They have power and authority. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. If you abide in me, the Lord says, if you abide in me, and my words, the Holy Bible from the scriptures, my words abide in you. You will ask what you will and it shall be done for you. But we must have his word in our heart. How do we get his word in our heart? We read the Bible. We study the scriptures. We meditate on the scriptures. We allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to open our understanding as we read and as we study and as we meditate upon it. It becomes life. It becomes alive in us. And then he can work through us. But we've got to get his word in our hearts. In Psalms, it says, I will hide his word in my heart that I might not sin against God. We need to put his word in our hearts. We need to get it in us. Make it become a part of you, a part of your life. It's life. It's life and it's alive. So, what are you praying and believing God for? Healing? Salvation of a loved one? Finances? Restoration of a marriage? A miracle? Well, whatever it is, stand up on the word. Find scriptures that pertain to what you're standing and believing God for. Stand up on those scriptures. For example, healing. Healing is a big one. A lot of people need healing. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 is a good healing scriptures to stand on. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. We are healed. It's already done. We are healed. We just have to receive his word and we have to believe and we have to trust him to bring it to pass. And then another example that is dear to my heart is for our nation. I'm patriotic. I'm from a patriotic family. I love our nation. And I don't want to see the devil destroy our nation. So those of us who believe and trust God, it is our responsibility. Those of us that are in the remnant of God, the church, the ecclesia of God, it is our responsibility to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. It is our responsibility to intercede for our nation, to intercede for our families, to intercede for salvation of your loved ones or friends or whatever it is that God has you doing. I mean, he puts us on assignments, right? He gives us all assignments. Whether you realize it's a God assignment or not, he gives us assignments. And one of my assignments is our nation and interceding for this nation. The Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. This nation was founded upon a covenant with God. This nation was founded upon biblical principles that come directly from the Word of God. This nation was founded upon God's Word. And I don't care what they try to say today in the educational system. I don't care what they say. They are spewing lies straight from hell. And every time they try to do away with our history, they are being used by the spirit of Antichrist. And we have to stand against it. We have to stand against the evils that have come into this nation and the evil that is trying to destroy our nation. We can stand against it. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And there's a lot of sin out there. There's a lot of evil. There's a lot of evil in our government. And we must pray and cast down the evil. This is one of my declarations that I make all the time. That righteousness, justice, and truth is exalted over the United States of America. And it will prevail against the corruption, the lies, the evil, and the wicked. And the enemy that is trying to destroy this nation. Every plot and plan of the enemy is brought down and defeated. And Jesus is Lord over this nation. In God we trust. We still trust in God. It's still our motto in this nation. So we have to declare the word over our nation. We have to declare those things. We have to bind the principalities and powers. The wickedness in high places. The demonic spirits. We have to bind them and cast them down. And we have to declare the word of God over this nation. Declare victory over this nation. Stand upon the promises of God. And he will bring it to pass. Pray for revival. Pray for a great awakening. And God hears the cries and the prayers of his people. And he will answer. And he will bring about the victory. So, what is our responsibility as a believer? What is our responsibility? Number one, believe. We must believe. We're not a believer if we don't believe. You know, we got to believe. But we got to keep believing and keep believing and keep believing. Don't let circumstances, don't let attack from the enemy cause you to waver in your belief. Don't let it cause you to doubt, but you keep standing in your belief. Number two, trust him. You trust God no matter what. Trust him no matter what you see. Trust him no matter what the doctor's report says. Trust him no matter what. We must trust him because he is God and he is sovereign and he is in control and he has the final say. Not man, not puny man or woman. But God, he has the final say. So our trust is in him. He's our help. God is our refuge and strength, our very present help in time of trouble. Psalm 46:1. He is our help. He is where our help comes from. Not any earthly person or thing, but God. So trust Him no matter what. 3, stand upon His promises in the Word of God. His Word is true. You got to believe what He said in His Word. Believe that He will do what He said He will do. Stand upon the promises of His Word. Find those scriptures that you need to fit your situation. And you stand upon that, and you stand upon that. And when you've done all to stand, you keep standing upon that. And you keep believing, and you keep trusting God. And then 4, let His Word work for you. And it will. It will. Because God is moved by our faith. Faith moves the hand of God. Allow faith and patience to do its work. And stand. Stand and believe. And don't fret. Don't worry. But rest in that. Rest in God. Rest upon the promises of His Word. And He will give you that peace. That peace that passes all understanding. His peace will guard your heart and mind. Band, come back up. I've asked the band to do a song for us to end on today. I want us to end in victory today. We've heard the word. We've heard what we need to do, what our responsibility is. We've heard how we can get victory. God will give us the victory every time. If we will stand, if we will believe, if we will trust, if we will allow His word to work for us, His word to work on our behalf, and it will. But we have to allow Him to. We have to allow it. And we can't let doubt and unbelief come in. Whenever you have doubt, whenever you find yourself in fear and worry, say, "No, devil, not today. I believe God and I believe His word and I stand upon His word. And you cannot move me off of His word." You tell the devil like it is. And you get the victory, and don't let him steal your victory. So we're going to stand this morning. And we're going to declare our victory today. And we're going to allow the Lord to fight our battles for us, because He will. So as we sing this last song, as we sing, then make the declaration in your heart and with your mouth. That, "Lord, I believe, I trust You, and I'm going to stand on Your word, and I'm going to let Your word work for me." In Jesus' name, hallelujah.